Scott City ran just one play on their final play of the third quarter of the next series, leading 14-0 from their own 46. They'd be dropped for a loss on second and third down at about their own 42-yard line. So fourth down after a penalty on the Tigers of encroachment, Scott City would have it at their own 47, facing a fourth and nine. And the door was still left open by Scott City for Ulysses on this next play here. That gave the Tigers great field position, down two scores early in the fourth quarter.
Gabe Bowers is now Oscar Martinez stands about his own 46. High snap over the back of Bowers. He'll pick it up, and he will run with it. He'll get across the 25, and that'll be a loss of 22 on the play. And Ulysses will have the ball in deep in Scott City territory.
Ulysses would have the football at the Scott City 27-yard line with 10:13 to go. And even though it was a 14-0 game, short field, you never know what could happen. Ulysses could strike quickly and get right back into it. But the Scott City defense, time and time again, rose to the occasion, and they did. They would drop the quarterback back 4 yards, and then another rush play of minus four. And then third or fourth down at the 30-yard line, Scott City would get a big stop for turnover on downs, with about 7:55 to go in the game, leading at 14-0, and then the Beavers would put together a pretty good drive here, and they'd have to convert a big fourth down and short. They were 0-for-2 on fourth downs coming into that play, but one of the seniors stepped up. Sawyer Stevens had his biggest run of the night, and it proved to be a big first down.
0-for-2 tonight on fourth downs. Can the third time be the charm? Carson Froh enters as a wing to the right. Ulysses stuffing about eight in the box. Up the middle, Stevens. He's got a first down and more. 45, 40, 35. Breaks through another tackle. Breaks through a second tackle to the 26-yard line. A 20-yard run. And a Beaver first down emphatically.
That set up the Beavers at the Ulysses 26-yard line. Scott City would convert another third down on a pass play from Harrison King to Ronnie Weathers to the 13-yard line. The drive would stall out at about the 14-yard line. But nearly 6 minutes went off the clock. Scott City would have a chance to ice the game with a little over 2 minutes left, and they would bring in their freshman kicker, Brady Welker, who had had a field goal or an extra point blocked earlier in the ball game. He would come back and try and deliver a big blow to the Ulysses Tigers.
Out of the hole to Blaine Culp. This to put the dagger in for Scott City. Slow snap, place down, kick is up, it's got the leg, is it good? It is! The freshman, Brady Welker, drills a 31-yard field goal with 2:05 to go to give the Beavers a three-score lead at 17-0.
A big 31-yard field goal by the freshman, Brady Welker, who is very poised on that kick in a big-time situation that gives Scott City a three-possession lead, and a lead that would be really kind of the finishing touches of the night there, giving Scott City the 17-0 lead with 2:05 to go and a big play off the leg there of Welker. But Ulysses would have the ball one more time. They would start at their own 35-yard line. A pass interference on Scott City put the ball near midfield, and they would take it to about the 46-yard line. One last chance. Scott City would get another turnover on the night, and once again another interception on fourth down for the third time tonight.
Wing to the right, tied in, also right side. One receiver left. Here's a snap for Ben Scott on fourth down, looking for Martinez. Pass is intercepted. Lauren Froh, he may have some room right side. Midfield
of the
flag comes out. 40-yard line. He'll be tackled to the 38. But Scott City, who was minus seven a year ago in the turnovers, are plus three tonight.
Yes, there was a block in the back there on that interception return by Lauren Froh, but nonetheless, that was the final touch of the ball game as the Beavers ran two more plays to run out the clock and run away with a 17-0 game over the Ulysses Tigers to get to 1-0 on the year. It would be their seventh consecutive win over Ulysses in this series that dates all the way back into the 30s and 40s here. This has been one of the longest played series in probably in the region here. 65th straight year that Scott City and Ulysses have met up, and now the Beavers lead the all-time series 42-30-1, and a seventh straight in the series once again by the Beavers, dating back to 2014. But some final numbers here from Friday night's game. Scott City on offense, they ended up with 197 yards of offense. They had a good chunk of that in the second half, but Harrison King, 6 of 11 passing, 93 yards and a touchdown. 35-yard reception for Kevin Serrano. 2 receptions, 30 for Lauren Farreau. The ground game, it struggled at times, especially in that second quarter where the Beavers were not able to get a push, but they ended up having a better second half and kind of wore that front wall of Ulysses down in the third and fourth quarters there. They ended up with 40 rushes for 104 yards, 197 yards of total offense. The Beavers on third down were 5 of 12, 1 of 3 on fourth down, just had 8 first downs. They had 7 penalties for 89 yards, and a bulk of those were 15-yard penalties. About 4 of Ulysses' 9 first downs came on Scott City penalties, Ulysses actually had more first downs than 9 compared to Scott City's 8. The Tigers on defense, or on offense, they only had 112 yards of offense, 43 on the ground, 27 carries. Great defensive effort by Scott City. 8 for 21 passing, 69 yards, and 3 interceptions there for Ben Scott. So the defense of Scott City really settled down there for a pretty good chunk of the second half, and they allowed Ulysses 1 of 5 on fourth down, just 1 of 12 on third downs. Ulysses was penalized in that game. Not very much. They actually had 10 penalties, I believe it was around 50 yards, but not as much as Scott City was. But anyways, it was a Beaver victory. They're 1-0 on the year, and up next now they will take on a pretty improved Holcomb team, and they'll have a pretty good junior setup in the backfield, and then also some pretty big linemen, and this is going to be a tough test. Holcomb had to go to Cimarron and face the GWAC newcomer in the Blue Jays, and Holcomb won at 29-19, and Cimarron, a team that's not to be taken lightly this year, and I know that they're going to have a pretty good season as well when they get district play ramped up in week 4. Scott City will see them in week 3 right before district, so, and that'll be at Cimarron. So it'll be a tough next couple games for Scott City, but they've got one game under the belt and one victory, 17-0. It was a fun night at Darner Field. It was a senior night as well, and great crowd. Just fun to be back in the stands there, considering everything that's been going on, and hopefully we can continue this here throughout the rest of the season. Thanks again for listening here to Sounds of the Game, featuring the Scott City Beavers. I'm Adam Kadavy here on WesternKansasNews.com.